Aircheckdownloads.com.
Wow, what a tune to kick things off with this morning then. That's it, I'm ready for home now, Karen. It's Monday morning, Steve and Karen at breakfast, 6:07. We like to get things going with you first thing in the morning with a little bit of morning glory, don't we, Karen?
Everybody likes a bit of morning glory.
Oh, yeah.
The idea is this will wake you up for the day ahead, will get your brain started, and if you get it right, you feel good all day. Little bit of a riddle for you. What has hands but cannot clap?
Short and sweet this morning, and your 15 minutes to work it out starts now. 63103 is our number. Start your message with SK. SK, then a space, then your message. 63103 gets you straight through the woods. Stephen Karen.
What has hands but cannot clap? 63103, start with SK.
Get in touch. Let's get you on the show this morning for Monday. Cloudy, chance of sleet or snow, especially if you're on higher grounds. As if we're still talking about snow and it's the 8th of April. Unreal. To admire. Morning, Stephen Karen at breakfast. Hope you had a lush weekend. Thank you so much for listening in this morning. There's the man who's still number one on the album chart and the man who could probably afford to buy this bath which has gone on sale in Harrods. It's worth £150,000, this bath. That's worth more than my house and quite a lot of change as well. It's cast iron. It's covered in 22,000 of those white Swarovski crystals. You know that word we can't pronounce.
Swarovski.
Yeah. Very blingy. I would imagine, though, I wouldn't fancy sitting in that bath. If it's covered in crystals, you might get caught, you know what I mean? Get scratched.
They'll be on the outside, not the inside.
You're probably right. Okay, morning glory. It's what we do every morning on the show here with Steve and Karen. Figure it out and bask in the morning glory.
Yeah, what has hands but can it clap? 63103. Start your message with SK. S for Steve, K for Karen. And give her an answer just like Ali has. She says, is it a boxer wearing boxing gloves? It's probably not that easy to clap wearing boxing gloves, is it?
You're probably right, yeah.
Carla along the same rhymes with goalkeeper. But that's not right either. And Jane says, is it a coin? What has hands but cannot clap? Yeah, you do get coins on hands on some coins, don't you?
You do. I think it's the Isle of Man 50 pence piece coin that's got the hands on it.
It's not the answer we're looking for, Jane, but thanks for trying.
Don't ask me why I know that. It's just one of those useless facts that kind of just sticks in your mind and wastes
impressed.
Of brain space.
Have you been in the Isle of Man?
No, never.
Me neither. No. Right, what has hands but can't clap? 63103, start with SK.
Snow expected today, believe it or not. Better chance of some sunshine this afternoon. Cold and temperatures 6 Celsius. This is Stephen Karen with you at breakfast. It's Monday morning, and our favourite example kickstarts.
You want me to come over? I got an excuse. Love kickstarts again.
Thank you so much for waking up with us today. Stephen Karen at breakfast. Thanks for getting in touch as well. 63103, SK in your message. We're doing with you right now the morning glory.
If you get this right, it will make you feel great. It'll also wake you up for your day ahead.
Definitely.
Short and sweet. What has hands but can't clap? 63103 is our text number. Start your message with SK. Just like Danny and Wayne have, they're separately saying, is it a horse? A horse is measured in hands. Very topical with Grand National
That's
Weekend.
Right. Yeah.
It's wrong, though. Claire says, is it hand-me-down clothes? No, it's not.
Clever.
Stuart says, is it gloves? Just gloves? They've got hands, but they can't clap.
Yeah.
It's not. And Brett says, is it a puppet?
No.
It's not a puppet either.
Lots of wrong guesses, but thanks again for taking time out and getting in touch. We've got Natalie on the phone now. Hi, Nat.
Hi, hello. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Best thing about your weekend, Natalie?
Nothing really, because I've been working all weekend.
Oh, you're joking. when are you off?
Wednesday.
Oh, no, a few more days to go. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try and make you feel better now, Natalie. If you tell us the right answer and you get it right, the morning glory's all yours, so hit with it. What is it?
Well, I think it's a clock.
What has hands but can't clap? It is a clock!
Yes! Yeah. How does that make you feel, Natalie?
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
Worthwhile this morning.
Good stuff. Well, listen, have a great day and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thanks very much.
Stephen Karen at breakfast and another Morning Glory tomorrow just after 6.
At Morrison's, we know every penny matters.
Visit blood.co.uk and make an appointment to save someone's life.
TFM.
Dance, trouble. 6:25, it's Stephen Karen at breakfast. And there's Harry's ex. Taylor Swift, Harry and the boys in the northeast. Yeah, they're here. They're ready to do their thing on stage tonight.
Did the kip at yours last night, Steve, as planned?
They kipped at mine, yeah.
Well, what happened? Top to toe in a couple of beds, weren't they? Who was in with you?
Well, Harry had to sleep on the floor downstairs. I had to get out the blow-up mattress. Which is a right pain. My right leg's really sore this morning from all the pumping last night, Karen.
I don't want to hear any more about which bits are sore and about the lads didn't yours. But we have got One Direction tickets for you.
Yeah.
We have got three pairs. Which we'll be giving away at various times today. We can't tell you which times.
No.
So you'll just have to keep listening.
Yeah, we're being naughty like that. So just keep listening to the show this morning. Your chance to win. And I would say quite a good chance of winning this morning as well. Okay? Keep listening, right? Because you've got to know your stuff. Okay? Mm. Not necessarily about One Direction, by the way. Right? So maybe you're winning it for someone who's a fan or whatever. Just listen to the show this morning. And those One Direction tickets could be yours. Steve and Karen at breakfast. Outside, some sleet or snow, especially if you're on higher ground. Some sunshine later on and cold, 6 degrees. It's 6:26. You shut it out. Morning, it's Steve and Karen at breakfast. It's 6:30, it's Monday morning, here's Simon with your news, and the northeast side going One Direction bonkers this morning.
Yeah, details on that in a second, but before that, huge changes to disability benefits are coming into force today in a number of areas, including here in the northeast. Her mum says they've been apart for a whole 3 weeks now while the boys are on tour. Right, and the northeast weather, cloudy with some showers today. They could even be sleet or snow on higher ground. It's going to be brighter later, though, and highs of just 5 degrees. Dry tonight and down to zero. It's looking pretty similar the rest of this week, unsettled and mostly cloudy.
Lovely. Thanks for that, Simon. If you've just switched on, we do have One Direction tickets for you to get your dirty little hands on. Keep listening. First chance to win coming up soon with Steve and Karen at breakfast. Will.i.am and Britney, this is Scream and Shout just after 6:30.
Bring the action.
When you're in the club,
you are now rocking with Will.i.am and Britney.
Will.i.am and Britney screaming shouts. Steve and Karen at breakfast with you. Hello, thanks for switching us on today. Hope you're well. Hope you had a lush weekend. 6:36. The rumours about Britney continue. You know she's meant to be doing this residency at a Las Vegas casino, and she'll get paid like hundreds of millions and millions of dollars for doing it. And you know she's going out with her new boyfriend Dave,
who's just a normal bloke by all accounts.
Yeah. Well, she wants to have a baby with her new boyfriend, Dave.
Says who?
When the residency at her Las Vegas casino comes to an end.
Right.
This is what the mystery unnamed and probably made up insiders are saying. They want David to be the stay-at-home dad while she's performing and says that he can't wait to be hands-on. He's looking forward to being Britney's...
baby daddy.
Baby's daddy. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it'll be our third kid as well, because she's had two other blokes. It's very confusing.
I wouldn't like to do the family tree, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's Metro. It's 6:36. Today, chance of sleet or snow, especially on higher ground, and some sunshine this afternoon. Cold though, 6 Celsius around the northeast today. Dry one for you tonight, down to zero. It's Stephen Cowan at breakfast. It's 6:39. We've just been talking about Britney and wanting a baby with her new boyfriend Dave. He's just got like a normal name, hasn't he? Just
a normal name for a normal bloke.
Exactly. I have some of the up and coming baby names for this year, which I'll share with you. And well, they're a little bit strange.
So is this people who are pregnant and what they're planning to call their babies then?
Yeah, right. Basically. So you've got Bruce.
Bruce, oh come on.
Right. Thor. Nelly. Mavis.
Oh,
Mavis
is making a comeback. I don't believe them.
And the most unusual one of all, Mingus. Do you know anyone who is planning on having a baby and calling it Mingus?
Well, I know lots of people who are pregnant at the moment, but I don't think Mingus is top of any of the lists.
Yeah.
Funny enough. I was trying to work out where they came from, and I thought, is it because of stuff like Games of Thrones being popular? But I don't remember a Mingus in that, or a Mavis, for that matter.
The only Bruce that I can think of that's been in a film is Bruce Wayne, the Batman connection.
Bruce Willis. He's been in quite a lot this year.
Yeah. Can't think of any famous Mingus Khan. Who was Mingus Khan? Was he an actor?
That was Genghis Khan. No.
Yeah, completely wrong. All right, 6:40, it's Stephen Cowan at breakfast and some Ollie Murs for you next.
This is Jill. Jill saved
Steve and Karen.
I am
TFM.
TFM.
Turn it up!
You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. Mm.
Troublemaker.
Steve and Karen.
The new.
Yeah.
TFM.
Monday with Stephen Karen. Morning. Nicole Scherzinger and Don't Hold Your Breath. It's 9 minutes to seven. Maybe some snow around this morning, believe it or not. Some sunshine later and very cold, 6 Celsius today.
This lingering bad weather, Steve, could be good news if you are trying for a baby. You know, you were just telling us that the new baby names this year will be Mavis and Mingus.
That's right.
Doubt it here in the Northeast. But apparently men have healthier you-know-what this time of year. Oh. And after the warm weather comes in and the spring is here, they have less numbers and they're not swimming as fast.
All right.
So embrace the cold. Okay. if you're trying for a baby, now is the best time.
Good stuff. There we are. Some top medical advice from Miss Karen White.
Because as you know, I am a qualified doctor.
Yeah, of course you are. And what are you going to do about that little spot on your nose though, Karen?
Oh my God, it's like one of those, I don't know what you call them, but the you know those tiny little dry skin spots?
Yeah.
And I keep catching it. Size of my nose. It's unlucky. It's like one of the smallest things in the world that creates the most pain.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it's like a paper cut. But on my nose, which is nice.
We've got chances for you to win One Direction tickets on the show this morning. A lot of people tweeting, a lot of people texting us this morning. Very excited. They want to win the tickets, and so do probably you. Keep listening. Your chance to win coming soon with Stephen Karen.
You took my heart and you held it in your mouth.
Florence and the Machine, Calvin Harrison, Sweet Nothing. They reckon the same producers as Florence and the Machine are going to be working with Adele. She wants to move away from the whole, you know, warbly stuff that she's been doing and make it a little bit more edgy. And she's meant to be back in the studio.
I can't imagine her doing that. Ballads are our trademark, aren't they?
Exactly. It's Monday morning. It's almost seven with Stephen Karen.
Stephen Karen.
On TFM.
Stephen Karen.
With Middlesbrough College. Open evening on Thursday, 25th of April from 5 to 8 p.m.
I am TFM.
There is some very special guests coming to Captain Cook Square this Easter.
On FM, digital radio and online, it's the new TFM with your new breakfast show, Stephen Karen, on Monday morning. And Simon, there's been an outbreak of measles here on Teesside.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. That story coming up in a second. But first, the North East is one of the places where major changes to disability benefits are coming into force today.
TFM weather with Cleveland Cosmetic and Dental Implant Clinic. Keeping you smiling, come rain or shine.
Right, it's a pretty cloudy one today with some showers. They could even be sleet or snow on higher ground. Brighter later on, though, and highs of just 5. Dry tonight and down to 0. And it's looking pretty similar the rest of this week. Unsettled and mostly cloudy. That's the latest for the Northeast, the greatest place on earth.
Thank you, Simon. Looking very smart today, I must say. It's a very nice smart
shirt you're wearing. Thank you very much. I thought I'd make an effort
on a
Monday
morning. That's the sort of smart shirt that you'd put on, right? And you get in the morning and you'd be eating your yoghurt and you'll spill some straight down the front of it.
It's dark navy.
It's just waiting to happen, isn't it?
It's asking for a vanilla yoghurt.
Yes. All right, just after 7, Stephen Karen with you. Chance to win those One Direction tickets coming soon, right here on this show.
Aircheckdownloads.com.